Jeffy, stop it.
Marvin, my dad's coming over for Thanksgiving.
Well, what about your mom?
Oh, no, she can't make it. She's sick. But my dad said he's super excited for all the Thanksgiving food.
What are we going to eat for Thanksgiving?
The normal stuff, Jeffy. Turkey, macaroni and cheese, green bean casserole. Called for. Why'd you do that?
I hate green beans, Daddy. You know this.
But it's a green bean casserole. You don't even know there's green beans in it.
Daddy, anything with green beans in it is bleh.
No, it's not bleh. It's good. It's yummy. Shut up. You be quiet.
You hush your mouth when you're talking to me.
Listen, can we just please everyone just shut up? Oh, we gotta watch the president pardon a turkey.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is me, Donald Trump. Quiet Piggy, and I'm here to pardon a turkey. The best turkey, some would say the most delicious turkey, but we're still looking into it. Has anyone checked to see if this turkey's a Mexican? Because I'm not going to pardon a Mexican. We'll call ICE and have to figure it out. Oh, yeah, I'm getting word now that the turkey is not a Mexican. He's an American turkey, and I'm going to name him Bill, and I'm going to gobble him up. Just kidding, but probably not really kidding, but probably kidding. And so... Turkey, you have been pardoned, so good job on being a turkey. All right, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I think they should pardon all turkeys for Thanksgiving. It's cruel that we eat them.
Me, shut up and eat.
You know what? I'm going to tell you that about the green bean casserole.
Oh, Daddy, hold my week, because I'm about to beat a bitch's ass.
Jeffy, everyone stop it. There's a commercial on the TV.
Hey there, gobble, gobble. Do you think you make the best Thanksgiving dinner? Well, I sure would like to try it. That's why I'm having a contest to see who can make the best looking and tasting Thanksgiving dinner. And the best Thanksgiving dinner wins $10 million. So just take a picture of your Thanksgiving dinner and send it to me. And if it looks good, I'll come over to your house and eat it. And the best Thanksgiving dinner I have that day gets $10 million. So sign up now.
$10 million? I have to tell Chef Peavy we have to enter that contest.
What'd you say about making me eat green bean casserole?
Oh, hey there. I have a really cool gift idea for you that I'm excited to tell you about. Like, actually, it's really good. It's called Displate. They're metal posters that look awesome. They're easy to hang. They don't damage walls or require tools. And they're easy to swap out if you want to change them up. All you have to do is clean the wall, slap on the sticker, add the magnet, and then boom, it's up and ready to show off. They've got over 2 million designs to choose from, with work from independent artists to official branded collections. They've also just launched custom displates. You can upload your own photo or design, check out the preview, order it, and then, ta-da, you've got your own custom metal poster. Check out the one I made. Right now, Displate's going all out for Black Friday with their biggest discounts ever. Here's the breakdown. You get 37% off when you grab 1 to 2 displates, 43% off for 3 to 4 displates, and a massive 46% off when you get 5 or more. If you use the link in the description, it'll automatically apply the discount. Or use my code SML at checkout. Skip the boring gifts this year and check out Displate. And while you're at it, you should snag one for yourself, like our beautiful custom design. Thanks to Displate for sponsoring this video.
And done! Man, oh man, how you doing, Chef Pee-Pee? You outdid yourself again for Thanksgiving. Oh, got a perfectly stuffed turkey right here, and you got a pecan pie. Oh, don't forget the mac and cheese. Oh, extra cheesy, baby. Oh.
Chef Pee-Pee!
Oh, what do you want, Junior?
Hey, my bad. I'm sorry, Marvin. You sound just like his dumb ass. I mean, I could close my eyes like thinking you're Junior. My bad.
Well, wait, you already have Thanksgiving dinner set up? Thanksgiving's not till tomorrow.
I know, but I used my smarticle particles, and I said, you know what? Why be stressed out and overwhelmed cooking on Thanksgiving? You know what? I'm going to do it a day earlier. And that's what I did. I got the turkey. I got everything prepared. Yeah, I'm not going to be stressed this year. Well, I can actually relax.
It looks amazing. Oh, did you hear about the contest? Whoever has the best Thanksgiving dinner and best tasting Thanksgiving dinner wins $10
million. $10
million?
What the fuck? What contest is this?
I just saw it on the commercial. So what we got to do is I'm going to call it. I'm going to enter us in that competition because you outdid yourself. I mean, look at all this food.
All right. I appreciate it, and I do need some money because I want to quit this goddamn job.
Yeah, so I'm going to enter us in that competition. Do not touch the food. Don't let anyone touch this food.
I'm not going to touch the food. No one's going to touch it. That's the whole point of me cooking it a day earlier, dude.
Well, we'll just sleep right next to it, like sleep by the chair or something, so you make sure no one touches the food, because we're going to win that competition.
I got you, Marvin. I got you. No one's going to touch this damn turkey except for me.
guys.
Marvin, Jeffy gave me a noogie and messed up my hair.
Because the bitch won't touch my weed.
Listen, guys, Chef Peavy already finished Thanksgiving dinner.
Already? A day early?
Yeah, and I took a picture. Take a look at that.
Oh, that's
a nice picture, huh? I already texted to that Thanksgiving dinner competition committee, and I got a head start so we could possibly get first place. They're calling me. Hello?
Hey there, I just received your text message. That's a pretty nice looking Thanksgiving dinner you got there.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'm gonna be by in the morning to taste it. Might be a little cold though, so would you mind popping it in the microwave for me?
Yeah, we'll put it in the microwave, so do you think we're gonna win?
Well, right now you're the only person to actually submit a Thanksgiving dinner, so right now you're in first place. And let me tell you, as long as that Thanksgiving dinner stays exactly the way it is in that picture, I think you're gonna win.
Okay, thank you. He says we're in first place, and so far we're gonna win $10 million. $10 million. Oh, everyone, let's go to sleep so we can wake up in the morning and win that money.
Oh man, I'm gonna stay up all night and make sure no one touches my Thanksgiving dinner, especially my damn turkey. I'm getting tired.
I smell Thanksgiving dinner. Mind if I stop by and get a bite to eat? Oh, Native Americans, the pilgrims here to give you smallpox blankets. Ooh, this looks delicious. Hey there, sleepyhead. Mind if I grab a plate? Thank you. All right, we're gonna have to get a scoop of this. Right here. Oh, but we're gonna have to go back for seconds. Don't want to forget it. Oh, and then, of course, the stuffing. Oh, seconds and thirds. Oh, and macaroni and cheese. Get out of there. There we go. Lovely. Yummy. And then don't forget the mashed potatoes and the gravy. Yummy. Oh, and whatever the hell this is. And some rolls. Forgot one. You're a hungry one, Mr. Grinch. I'm gonna take your pies. I'm gonna take your cake. And whatever the hell this is, Mr. Me. And I can't forget about the turkey. I think that's everything. Oh, I can't forget the cranberry sauce. All right, put some of that in there. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Native Americans. I'm one happy pilgrim. Happy Thanksgiving.
What took you so long, Grinchy?
I was slaving over someone else's table.
You to make your house nice and messy before your guests over.
It was messy, Mom, but don't worry about that. Focus on the food.
Grinchy, where's the roast beef?
There is no roast beef. It's Thanksgiving. There's only turkey.
Where's the hoo hash?
There is no hoo hash either, Mom. Can never make anyone happy!
Oh man, that was a good ass little sleep. Happy Thanksgiving!
Where else did I Thanksgiving dinner?
What's shaking me? What's wrong?
I know, but I fell asleep. I was so damn tired.
Well, who stole our Thanksgiving dinner? The judge, the guy who could give us $10 million. He's gonna be here any minute. It's Thanksgiving.
Well, I know. All I needed to do was make it 8 hours, but I was so damn tired.
Oh my God! I'm gonna call the police.
Please.
Purr.
Happy Thanksgiving, boy. This year I decided to switch things up and make you a lasagna since you like my Halloween lasagna so much.
No, I didn't like your Halloween lasagna. And also, it's Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be turkey.
The stores were all out of turkey, Boyne.
Well, maybe if you shopped for turkey before Thanksgiving, they'd have some.
Well, I also brought you your favorite seasonings, paprika and garlic powder, Boyne.
Oh, yeah, my favorite. That's what goes on lasagna. Hold on, Karen, my phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is this the police?
Well, no, Marvin, you're supposed to call 911 for that, not my personal phone.
But you're a police officer, right?
Yeah.
Well, come over, we've been robbed!
You know what? Yeah, I'll be right there. Sorry, Karen, I got a police call I gotta respond to.
What? But it's Thanksgiving! going.
I know, but it's an emergency. Somebody stole one of the Macy's Thanksgiving parade balloons.
Which one, Boynie?
Goku, so I really gotta go.
Meow.
Come on and have some lasagna. Not on the couch, kitty. Bad kitty. Stop it.
Throw up. See there, somebody call the cops. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Maybe sad Thanksgiving. I was actually having a sad Thanksgiving too until you called. My wife made lasagna instead of turkey. Can you believe that?
Someone robbed us.
Somebody robbed you?
They stole our entire Thanksgiving dinner.
And I cooked this shit all damn day.
Well, who would steal your Thanksgiving dinner?
That's what we want to know. Like, is there anybody that you know would steal a Thanksgiving dinner? Because we entered our Thanksgiving dinner into a $10 million Thanksgiving dinner contest.
Oh, don't remind me.
Jesus, I guess the stakes were high.
Yeah, can you please help us find our Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, do you have a doorbell camera?
Yeah.
I mean, that solves most problems. It'll show who came and stole your food.
Oh, okay, let me grab my phone. Okay, here's the footage.
American.
Is that the Grinch?
It is I, the Pilgrim, here to give you smallpox blankets.
Wait, what is this lonely ass doing here?
Yeah, it's like a month early.
The Grinch does not steal Thanksgiving dinners. Well,
maybe he's just changing it up this year, trying to keep us guessing, you know?
Oh, how do we get our Thanksgiving dinner back from him?
Oh, you don't want to get it back. He took it all the way back to his lair on top of Mount Crumpet. That's going to be nasty by now.
Okay, well then, where are we going to get a whole Thanksgiving dinner within a few hours? The judge for that competition will be here any minute.
Oh, shit. Well, my wife said the turkeys are sold out all over town.
Well, there has to be another turkey in America.
Well, the only turkey left is the one the president pardoned.
Well, let's go get that and kill it.
But it's illegal to kill a pardoned turkey. But I don't give a shit. Let's go get him!
Let's go! Wait. Why are we on a military base?
Because, Marvin, all the turkeys the president pardons get on Air Force One and fly to Turkey.
The country of Turkey? Why?
Yeah, it's where turkeys go when they retire. That's why it's called Turkey. Before Thanksgiving was invented, it was called gonorrhea land. Believe me, things got a lot better after Thanksgiving came around.
Guy, what are you doing here? It's Thanksgiving. Shouldn't you be home with your family?
Oh, no, sir. I hate my family. And that's not a lie. No, I actually just came to escort the turkey onto the plane.
Well, you're not scheduled for that. That's Susan's job.
Right here, sir.
Shit.
Wait, just tell Susan we'll do it.
No, you don't get it, Marvin. She's a real ass kisser. Ass liquor, too. Don't ask me how I know. Surprise me, though. No, she's not gonna fall for that. The only way this is gonna work is if you charm her and try to get her into bed.
Well, get her into bed? Why?
Well, I've been with her. The chief has been with her. The turkey's probably been with her. You can do it, Marvin. Just distract her.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you from Tennessee?
Fuck.
Yes, actually, how did you know?
I looked at your Facebook.
What the fuck, Marvin? That's not how it goes. Now you sound like you're stalking her.
Yeah, you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, well, you want to go to my room?
What the fuck? That actually worked. Swish, Marvin, you made a full court shot. You made it.
I would like to go to your room. They call me the turkey.
Okay,
stop talking. Just go. Yeah, so I'm ready to take that turkey now.
Okay, sure. Susan can do it.
Yeah, come on, turkey. Let's go.
Okay, mashed potatoes done. Green beans look fine. Dressing, it looks A-okay. All right, all I need is a turkey. What the hell is the damn turkey?
Okay, I got the turkey.
Oh, thank God. Wait, is that a boarding pass? What the hell is that?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Just cook him with it on.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, Marvin. So, did she lick your ass?
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Just hold this turkey.
Wait, why do I have to hold it?
Oh, because I'm about to behead that hoe.
Wait, no, that's sad.
Oh, come on, Marvin, be a man. I can't look, though.
Okay, stay still, turkey.
Yeah, little turkey. Donald Trump ain't about to save your ass now, okay?
Oh, God, he's blood everywhere.
It's okay, Marvin.
He's still alive.
I know, just hold it.
Put it in the oven.
Okay, the turkey's in the oven.
Okay, thank God. We might actually be able to pull this off. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Wait, that's the contest guy. I don't know what I'm going to do. What the hell? Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go stall. You guys try to make it cook faster. What?
I don't know how to do that!
Hello?
Hey there! Good morning! It's 4 a.m. and I'm ready to eat some turkey!
Oh, you're here earlier than I thought. We just put the food in the microwave to heat it up for you.
I don't really have time to wait around. I have other houses to go to.
Well, you said to microwave it and we heard the doorbell, so we put it in the microwave just real quick. Just wait like 5 minutes.
Well, I don't know. I might have to count this as a forfeit.
No,
please. Hold on!
Is that a fucking alien?
Well, that's my father-in-law.
What?
I'm from Suburban Clockland.
What is going on?
I'm married to a human, but she has an alien debt. How about you guys talk while I go grab the food?
So, what's up?
How do you eat?
My mouth.
Oh.
He's here.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The competition guy. He says he's ready to try the food. Is the turkey ready?
Look, Marvin, I put that bitch on broil and it's still not ready. Look.
I mean, it looks ready to me.
No, it's still raw.
I mean, that'd be the second thing I did raw today. Beep.
Marvin, you didn't wear protection?
What? No, we just went to her room.
She's a skank. I would be worried.
Okay, listen. Just take all the food to the dining table, even the turkey. I don't care if it's not ready. Take it now. We have to do this.
Oh, my God.
So what's space like?
I mean, it's dark and cold and the stars. I mean, just look up. It's like that.
Hmm.
Okay, all the food is warm and set up, and it looks perfect, so come on in.
Goody, I'm ready to stuff my belly.
All right, bon appetit.
This doesn't look like the picture at all.
Okay, well, because when we heard the doorbell ring, we panicked, and we had to microwave everything, and we had to take everything out of the glass and put it in microwave-safe containers. So don't rate this based on how it looks now. Rate it on the picture I sent you last night, but rate it on the taste now.
Okay, let's dig in.
Okay.
Oh, not bad!
Not bad, not bad, not bad, not bad.
Let me try some taters.
Taters?
Okay! Let me try the green bean casserole!
Ooh.
Alright! Now for the turkey!
Oh, here it is, the moment of truth. Here it goes.
That tastes like asshole!
Wait, what?
What did you season it with? Asshole?
No! Salt and pepper!
What are we talking about?
This is the worst turkey I've ever had! I give you an F! You don't win the competition!
Wait, what?
Bullshit!
I don't think I
want to
eat asshole turkey.
No, I don't think it tastes like asshole. Taste it real quick,
The hell not?
I'm just gonna go home.
But I don't go home.
But I seasoned it well. I just didn't have it inside the money, Nick, the money.
Marvin, I just saw that guy leave. That wasn't the judge of the contest, was it?
Yeah, it was. He said we didn't win the $10 million.
Marvin, that's not a real contest.
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, the guy just crashes Thanksgiving. He tells people he has a contest so he can go to people's houses and eat all their food.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he does this every year. He just wants to eat people's Thanksgiving dinners. He wakes up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and eats Thanksgivings all day. He's a maniac.
But he had a commercial on TV.
Yeah, he does that every year. We try to get it taken down before too many people sign up.
Well, I sent him a picture of my Thanksgiving dinner last night.
Oh, Marvin, he probably gooned to that. He's a freak.
So you're telling me there was not a $10 million prize for whoever had the best tasty Thanksgiving?
Of course not, Marvin. That's fucking ridiculous. I mean, how would he even judge that? It's all the same food. No one's going to pay you $10 million for having a good Thanksgiving dinner.
So I ran around, and we got this pardon turkey just to get... It was fake?
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot.
You are an idiot. You're a fucking dumbass. Are you crying?
No.
What? You're crying. Listen, we can probably pop the turkey back in the oven. We can maybe...
Hey, Daddy, I got a question.
What is it, Jeffy?
When Pixar made Mission Incredible, why did they give her a union job Class B licensed heavy-duty dump truck?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that wagon, Daddy.
Mario, don't look.
Jeffy, if you're going to play with your Mrs. Incredible doll, take her to your room.
And does Mrs. Incredible ever get constipated?
What?
Well, because she's so stretchy, shouldn't it just fall out like laying an egg?
Jeffy, go to your room.
And when she gave birth, did it even hurt? Or because she's so stretchy, did the kid just flop out like fish?
Jeffy,
go to your room and play with your Mrs. Incredible doll. We don't want to hear it.
All right, Daddy.
So annoying. Huh, who's at the door? Hello?
Hey, Mario, do you know what this is?
An egg?
It's not just any egg. It's a dodo bird egg.
A dodo bird egg?
Yeah, and dodo birds are extinct. But I bought this egg for $10 billion at auction. And it was preserved in an iceberg. So they told me that it could still hatch as long as someone sits on it. So,
Wait, me? You want me to sit on it?
Yeah, because I was sitting at my desk after I bought it, and I was thinking, who has a big, fat, lazy butt who doesn't pay their house payment and who doesn't have a job? So I was thinking, that's Mario. So,
I don't want to sit on a $10 billion egg because I'm afraid something bad will happen to it.
Yeah, I'm afraid something bad will happen to it too, Mario. But that's why I'm going to incentivize you to be careful with it by saying that if you sit on this egg, I'll pay off your house.
Well, you'll pay off my house?
I sure will, Mario.
Oh, I'll definitely sit on it. I'll sit on it so hard.
That's what she said. And that's how I ended up with two kids.
Oh, okay, look, I'll be really careful with it. I'll be really careful as long as you pay off my house.
All right, Mario. Now be very, very careful. Remember, they're extinct.
Oh.
Good thing I bought two.
You bought two? You spent $20 billion on eggs?
I sure did, because my thought was I'll buy a male dodo bird egg and a female dodo bird egg, and I'll bring back the dodo birds. But that's not going to happen anymore, thanks to you, Mario. So what you might as well do is, you might as well scrape that up and make a $10 billion omelet.
Okay, look, I'll be super careful with this one.
You better be, Mario. That's $20 billion.
Okay, look, I'll be really
very careful.
Okay, so you want me to sit on this until something comes out?
That's what she asked, and that's how I ended up with two kids.
Okay, I'll be really careful with it.
All right.
Okay, Goodman wants me to take care of this egg, but I really have to use the bathroom first, and I don't want to put it near anyone because I don't want anyone to break it. So I'm going to put it right here. Yeah, it'll be safe right there.
Time to make some scrambled eggs. Here's my first egg. Hey, little egg, you want to be friends? Yeah, I want to be your friend. Psych, I don't have any friends. Boom. Oh, next egg. Oh, you want me to slam dunk think I got a runaway egg. Oh, you can't get away from me, because I'm about to dunk you.
Wait, what's wrong with you, Mario?
What did you do with the egg that was right here?
It's in my hand.
No, it's not.
Hold on. Okay, orange. Okay, my mind didn't have an orange thing on it.
I'm pretty sure it's in my hand, Mario.
Let me see it. Okay. Oh, thank God.
What are you doing? Why are you trying to destroy this egg?
I'm not trying to destroy an egg. I'm trying to make breakfast.
Wait, that's a $10 billion egg and you're trying to break it.
It's an egg, Mario. It's not $10 billion.
Well, stop trying to mess with my egg.
What, you're sitting out of the kitchen. I'm trying to cook.
Okay, I gotta put this egg somewhere safe so nothing bad will happen to it. Who's at the door? Hello?
Freeze, you're under arrest!
Oh, why?
Just kidding, it's a little cop joke.
Okay, what are you doing here?
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry, I know it's late, but I just got off work, and my wife called and said she wanted me to pick up some eggs from the store, but all the stores are closed right now because they're closing early, so I was just wondering, do you have some eggs I can take?
No, I don't have any eggs.
Come on, man, don't lie to my face like that.
I don't have any eggs!
I'm looking at an egg right there.
Oh, no, this is my egg.
What, it's just like your egg? Like you laid it, and now you carry it around the house?
No, I'm babysitting it.
Okay, you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or something? What's wrong with you?
No. Wait, look, this egg is a rare dodo bird egg, and I'm babysitting it because it might hatch.
Okay, listen, I don't care what kind of bird it is, I need that egg. You don't know what my wife is going to do if I come home without some eggs. She's going to be like, Boiny, why didn't you get eggs from the store so I can make an omelet at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you're going to have to tell her that she's not getting her omelet, and she has to wait until the morning.
Okay, why can't you just wait until the morning?
Well, no, I need this egg. I just can't give it away.
Give me that egg!
Come on, give me... You bite my ear! Stop it!
Okay, I'm sorry. I carried away.
Oh, okay, look. Chef BB might have some eggs in the kitchen, so go ask him.
That actually seems like a very reasonable solution to our problem. Thank you.
It's gonna be a long day.
Give me that egg!
Stop biting me!
Sorry.
I said go to the kitchen.
I know, it was just worth a try, and it's so far away.
You're already halfway up the stairs. Go walk to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. Just, I don't like shit people.
Hey, Mario, who was at the door?
Oh, it's Goodman. He wanted me to watch that.
Hey! What was that for?
Mario, I have ophophobia!
What is that?
I have a fear of eggs!
No, you don't!
Mario, get it out of my face!
It's just an egg. Get over it.
Mario, it's so freaky!
Wait, if you don't like it, then leave.
Well, fine, then. If you won't get rid of it, I'll leave then!
Leave! I have to watch it!
Hey, man.
What?
I got one of the eggs from the kitchen, but it has, like, this weird little red mark on it. I don't like it.
Okay, and?
Well, can I trade with you?
No! Mine's a dodo bird egg!
Well, how do you know this isn't a dodo bird egg?
It's a regular egg.
Well, but maybe it's a dodo bird.
It's not! Look, I'm not trading eggs. If your wife's gonna eat it, why does it matter if it has that dot on it?
Okay, listen, I'll be honest. My wife didn't really want eggs. I wanted to get a head start on coloring Easter eggs this year, because there's like an Easter egg coloring competition coming up, and my neighbor, Fred Huckadoo, is really good at coloring Easter eggs, so I was gonna paint this one green, but that little red mark on there's messing me up, so can we trade?
No!
Well, if it turns out dumb, it's your fault!
I'm gonna put it right here, nice and safe.
Hey, Daddy, who are you at the door? Jeffy, do not touch this egg.
You shouldn't have told me that. I didn't even notice the egg until you said something about it.
Well, Jeffy, this egg is super valuable, and I don't want anything to happen to it.
Did you lay an egg, Daddy?
No, Jeffy, I didn't lay an egg. Wait a minute. I should tell him that I did lay an egg, and then he'll help me take care of it. He won't want to break it. Yes, Jeffy, I laid an egg.
Are you a chicken, Daddy?
No, Cece, I'm not a chicken, and that's the weird thing. Humans aren't supposed to lay eggs, and I'm the first human to lay an egg, so this egg is super valuable, and you could have a little brother or sister in there.
I want to be an only child! I don't want a brother or a sister!
Well, why not?
Because I don't want one! I don't want to have to share toys! I want you to give me all the attention, and I want you to buy me all the toys! I'm going to get rid of this thing!
Without
Daddy! I don't know what to do with it! I don't know what to do with it!
Jeffy, you give me that egg right now!
Okay, Dad.
Wait, really?
Catch.
Wait, shut up!
Anybody seen the cue ball? Oh, there it is. All right, now I'm going to break. All right. Boom! Whoa, look at that break.
What are you doing?
Playing pool. You want to play?
No, this is not a ball.
Hey, you put my cue ball back. I didn't scratch. Hey, where are you going with my cue ball?
Daddy, what are you doing?
Well, Jeffy, since you're trying to break this egg and ruin my life, I'm going to put it in a safe so that it's safe.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it is smart. Lock that up. So now, you can't break it.
Oh, really? Ah! Ah! Why are you hitting
kidding me?
Because you just broke the egg, Jeffy.
I thought you said it was safe.
Safe? Not now. Now it's broken.
Oh, Daddy, that didn't break the egg.
Wait, you don't think so?
Nope, but this will.
Jeffy! Jeffy!
What?
Jeffy, I swear to God, if the egg inside this safe is broken...
What? Daddy, I just wanted to tell you, that scream you did earlier was so loud and so powerful, you could have filled up an entire Monsters, Inc. scream can with how loud that was. I'm talking, you should go live in Monsters, Inc. world and power the whole city. You would put Mike Wazowski out of business.
Shut up, Jeffy.
Is it broken?
What do you think, Jeffy?
I'm gonna go strong no. You know what? Hold on. Maybe a crack. I think I'll give you a crack.
Well, that's what you're on if you think it's not broken.
So, is it broken?
Yes, it's broken, Jeffy!
Oh.
It was worth $10 billion!
Well, I'm at least worth a smooth milli, but it's okay, Daddy. I'm glad to see that you're picking favorites.
Jeffy, do you know what was inside that egg? A dodo.
It pooped?
What? No, a dodo bird.
A poopy bird?
No, Jeffy! An extinct bird! Jeffy, look, this bird was extinct, and we could have brought it back, and you just don't care!
Daddy, don't cry! Don't do all that. I don't want to see that. Daddy, it was a prank!
What?
The egg inside that safe was one I got from your refrigerator. Here's the original egg.
Why would you do that?
Because it was funny.
No, it wasn't, Jeffy.
I laughed.
Do not touch this egg. Who's that? Well, I'm not leaving this here because I don't want you to touch it.
Hello? Well, I see you didn't make an omelet.
No, I didn't. What are you doing here?
Well, I came to check on my egg.
Well, look, your egg is perfectly fine, and you can have it back because I don't want to sit on it anymore.
Why?
Because I just don't want to sit on it anymore. It's uncomfortable, my butt hurts, and it's worth $10 billion, and I don't like stressing about it. So here, have it back.
All right, Mario. Nothing happened to it, did it?
No, nothing happened to it. It's perfectly fine. Look, it's a perfect round egg. No cracks, no scratches. No one threw it off a balcony. No one used it as a cue ball while they were playing pool. No one put it inside a safe and threw it down the stairs. It's perfectly fine. It's the original egg, and it's yours, so you can have it back.
Okay, but it does look a little different, Mario.
No, that's a dodo bird egg. Like, if you Google dodo bird egg, that's what that looks like. I just don't want to deal with it. It's stressful. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
But Mario, your butt is so nice and plump. It's perfect for sitting on eggs. You got that dump truck, Mario.
I don't have a dump truck. See, look, it's a normal truck. Actually, it's not even a truck. It's a small car. See, Mrs. Incredible has a dump truck. You should hire Mrs. Incredible because she's got that dump truck. I saw it today. So my butt is not perfect for that egg. Maybe your butt will be perfect, but not my butt.
Okay, Mario. That's fine.
Why would you do that?
You really thought that was a dodo bird egg, Mario? That was just a regular chicken egg.
That
was a regular chicken egg?
Mm-hmm. Then why did you make me sit on it?
Because I was bored, Mario. It was me, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates. And us billionaires were sitting there making bets on if you would destroy the egg or not. I'm honestly shocked that you didn't.
Well, thanks for wasting my day.
You're welcome. Now I got one more task for you, Mario.
What is it?
Hold on one second. I need you to sit on this dinosaur egg.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Well, Junior, there's a new episode of Dr. Finkel Shits.
Sometimes when I have diarrhea, I start laughing and I get the giggle shits.
Well, let's watch it, guys.
Hello, I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I will tell you why the moon landing was fake. You see this photo? This is apparently a photo of us going to the moon. But if we are really on the moon, then where are the stars? There are a lot of stars in space, yes, but there are no stars in this photo. And why is the flag so wavy? There is no wind in space. And whose shadow is this? The cameraman? And why is the moon so lit up? Maybe that's because they're in a studio, because they faked the moon landing in a studio in Hollywood. You see, during the Cold War, we were in a space race with the Russians to see who could get to the moon first. And JFK wanted us to get to the moon first, but it was too hard, so we faked it. But today, I, Dr. Finkelschitz, are going to be the first person to go to the moon for real. You see, I have built this jetpack. And using this jetpack, I will fly up to the moon, I will dance around for a little while, and I will come home. Now, I will go outside to fly to the moon! Okay, I will now go to the moon!
One, two, three, lift off!
Whoa, Cody, you think he made it to the moon?
No, Junior, I think he died.
Hey, guys, look, I found a sleepy Gigat. Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Wait, Cody, why was Dr. Finkelshit saying the moon landing was fake?
It wasn't fake, Junior. We really went to the moon.
But that photograph, there were no stars in the picture.
Well, that has to do with the camera exposure, Junior. Look, thousands of people worked on the moon landing. How would they keep that many people quiet?
Well, because they paid them money.
What, really? They paid them enough money to keep them quiet their entire lives until they died?
I don't know, Cody. I'm just starting to think that the moon landing was fake because we haven't been back in over 50 years.
Well, what if I get an astronaut here and you can ask him?
How are you going to get an astronaut here?
Well, you see, last year I went to the Kennedy Space Center with my mom, and I slipped and fell in the bathroom and fell face first into a urinal, and my mom wanted to sue, so they tried to make it up to me with this coupon for a free lunch with an astronaut.
We get to have free lunch with an astronaut?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to have it at the Kennedy Space Center, but if I call them, I don't think they're gonna argue.
Well, then call them!
Okay.
All right, kid, let's just get this over with. You ready for your free lunch with an astronaut? I brought two of the saddest bologna and cheese sandwiches you will ever see. I sat on them in my car on the way here, so those are my ass cheeks imprinted on the sandwiches. Oh yeah, and I also brought two bottles of unbranded water because NASA has no budget for food, so let's just hurry up and eat so I can get the hell out of here.
Well, we have questions for you.
Well, is the question, is there ketchup on the sandwiches? Because the answer is no, and no, I will not cut the crusts off, so let's just hurry up and eat our ass sandwiches. You want the left cheek or the right cheek?
Well, we have questions about the moon landing.
But what would you possibly want to know about that? Yeah, we went to the moon. I mean, what else could you want to know?
Well, people say it was fake.
Well, fuck them, because it wasn't fake, okay? I'm an astronaut, and I say it's not fake. Are they astronauts? No, they're not, and I am, so I'm saying it's not fake.
Well, in the footage, there was no stars in space.
Well, that's because the stars hadn't been invented yet. No, stars weren't invented until Star Wars, and that hadn't come out, so no stars.
But...
Oh, you're geeky? Oh, you're geeky? Oh, you're cute?
Yeah, no, it wasn't fake.
Well, no, what about the flag? They said it waved with the wind, and there's no wind in space.
That was because there was a hurricane on the moon that day.
A hurricane?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, Jupiter blew wind at the moon. It happens all the time. It was a hurricane.
Something's not adding up, Cody.
Okay, I'll tell you, kid, something I'm not supposed to tell you, okay? Just... Okay, the moon landing? That shit? It was fake.
What do you mean it was fake?
Yeah, it was fake. What did you shit, man?
Why would you fake it?
Well, don't say it that loud, but we were in a space race with the Russians, okay? And we had to get to the moon first, but it was too hard, so we just faked it.
But wait, I thought if you looked at the moon in the telescope, you could see the lunar lander.
No, we just shot that at the moon. It's way easier to shoot stuff at the moon than it is to actually send people there.
I can't believe our government would lie to us.
Well, you kid, you don't want to know what they've lied to us about.
But no, I don't believe this. I think you're lying.
Really? Because, I mean, I got the bloopers on my phone if you want to see them.
Yeah, I want to see the bloopers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get my phone. Okay, I got my phone. No one in the public has ever seen this video. These are the outtakes from them faking the moon landing in Hollywood.
What if I fall?
Don't.
Okay.
Faking the moon landing, take one. Action.
That's one small step for man, one giant...
What the hell is it?
You can't take your mask off.
I know, but what's the line? One giant what for mankind?
One giant leap for mankind.
Leap? Like a frog? This guy fucking serious.
Someone check the script.
Why would it be leap? I'm not leaping.
It's a leap.
Are you sure?
It's leap.
Yeah, just stick to the script.
I wouldn't have said leap. That's just right. That doesn't make sense. But heck, that's the line.
Faking the moon landing, take 18. Action.
That's one small step for man. One jump.
Fuck!
Are you okay?
God damn it, motherfucker! I knew this was gonna happen! I can't see in that helmet! Why are we using a stab ladder? This thing sucks!
Well, we're gonna edit the ship in over it.
Okay.
Faking the moon landing, take 63. Action!
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Woo!
Cut!
What?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm on the moon!
You're supposed to be hopping around.
Hopping around? Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm supposed to be leaping like a frog, okay?
Faking the moon landing, take 157. Action.
Ribbit.
Oh, come on.
Ribbit.
Faking the moon landing, take 203. Action.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay, cut. What are you doing? You're staying in the same spot. You're supposed to hop around.
I look like Humpty Dumpty, okay? And you're keeping that take. Because I am not getting back on that goddamn ladder. My knees are killing me, okay? Just splice it. Splice it. I know there's a good one in there somewhere. Just splice it.
Faking the moon landing. Scene 2. Take 1. Action.
Whee!
Woohoo!
Oh, boy, are we on the moon.
We sure are. Hey, I wonder if it tastes like cheese.
Cut!
Why didn't she have to climb down the ladder?
Faking the moon landing, scene 2, take 17. Action.
I'm gonna get the American flag because we're Americans.
Suck it, Russia!
Okay, cut.
Faking the moon landing, scene 2, take 46. Action.
Should it be this wavy? I feel like it shouldn't be so wavy.
I feel like it should stick out like this.
Yeah.
Action.
America! We're definitely on the moon, see? Because the flag's not waving.
Okay, cut. I can see his legs.
Damn it! Faking the moon landing, scene 2, take 105. Action.
America! Suck it, Russia!
How is it doing that?
It's crazy! Why did you let go of it?
You pulled it too hard!
Okay, I'm not doing this take again. I am so goddamn tired of being on the set. This is taking forever. It would have been easier to go to the moon at this point. Oh, and where are the stars, huh? How are you gonna explain that?
Whoa, I can't believe they faked it!
Yeah, they ended up not liking the girl astronaut, so they recast her with Buzz Aldrin.
Well, I understand why you guys would fake the moon landing back in 1969, because we didn't have the technology to go to the moon, but now it's 2023! We do have the technology, so why don't we go to the moon for real?
Well, I'm actually glad you asked, because NASA just gave me $20 billion to go to the moon for real.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm looking for astronauts to go.
Why don't you just go?
No, I can't. Not with these no legs. You gotta have legs to go to the moon. See, it doesn't make sense if I say one small step for man when I don't have legs and I can't actually step.
Oh, well, can we really go?
Yeah, you kids have legs. You can go.
Okay, Cody, you wanna go?
Hell yeah, didn't you?
All right, let's go.
Okay, let me get you some spacesuits. Oh man, you guys look so good in those spacesuits. I really wish I had legs. I'd rock the fuck out of those.
Where's my spacesuit?
They didn't have your size. Anyway, you kids ready to go to space?
Well, don't we have to do some astronaut tests?
Oh yeah, astronaut tests. How about you shake your heads around really fast? You guys feel dizzy?
A little bit.
Oh, well, congratulations! You guys are astronauts now! You pass!
But I get claustrophobic.
Oh, that's not gonna be good. Anyway, you guys ready to get in the space shuttle?
What am I supposed to do?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. We really just needed to put you in the thumbnail. Sorry, bud.
Well, can I press the launch button?
No, that's my job. And also, it's green screen, and your shirt is yellow, so that's not gonna look good. Come on, guys. All right, you boys ready to go to the moon?
Altimeter, check. Oxygen levels, check. I think we're ready.
We're launching in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff!
No! The G-Force, Junior, the G-Force!
Whoa, that space shuttle launch is so cool. It makes me want to play with my pencil like I did in third grade. Wow. All right, kids, you successfully left Earth's atmosphere. Welcome to space.
Whoa, Cody, we're in space.
It's so beautiful. And look, there's the moon. Oh, wait, never mind. That was just Ken's ass. But look, there's the real moon!
All right, you kids will be landing on the moon in the next 15 seconds. Prepare for landing.
All right, Cody. Easy does it. Easy does it.
Man, that was a rough landing, Junior.
Yeah, too rough.
All right, kids, walk out onto the moon.
Whoa, Cody! We're on the moon!
It's so cool up here.
Cody, we're the first humans on the moon.
We're gonna be remembered forever.
I come in peace, and also in my right hand sometimes.
Ah, an alien!
Where's Woody and Buzz?
Cut. Okay, guys, you know, I've been thinking, and I think if we're really gonna fake this moon landing, we gotta get rid of the alien.
Well, the alien was your idea.
Yeah, but it just seems kinda silly now that I'm looking at him. I mean, he really is just the alien from Toy Story.
Duck Law!
Yeah, no more alien.
Well, what if we make him speak in an alien voice, like beep boop beep boop boop?
Junior, that's a robot.
I could say, which means gimme eat your butt an alien.
Yeah, we're getting rid of the alien.
Wait, why can't we just go to the moon for real?
Well, kid, I already told you, we can't afford that.
Wait, you said we had a $20 billion budget to go back to the moon.
Wait, I said that? No, 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 not $20 billion. I meant $20 million budget, and I spent all of that on this leg transplant.
You got a leg transplant?
Yeah, see, there was this really short guy that was auctioning off his legs. Like, he's still alive, but he just didn't want his legs anymore because he's too short, so I got him. And now I look like a minion. I can pitter-patter everywhere I go.
So you wasted our budget on those stupid little legs?
Well, hey, look, I paid for the stock footage of the space shuttle. That was my $400 I paid out of my own pocket, okay? So how about we just wrap this up and we go out for pizza and french fries? Huh? Does that sound good? Pizza and french fries?
I do like pizza and french fries.
Okay, so let's do this one more time without the alien.
Breaking news, okay. NASA has sent two kids to the moon, making this the first time we've returned to the moon in over 50 years. We have shocking footage from the moon landing, and we'll be watching that with you for the first time.
Wow, we're on the moon!
I can't believe it took us 50 years to get back here, but here we are.
This is one small step for man, one giant hip hip hooray for all of us.
What the hell was that, Junior?
It's gonna be the new thing they put in the textbooks about the people who went on the moon.
Mine was empty!
But no, I said no alien, and also that was from Monsters, Inc.
Roar!
Oh shit, the camera's dying. We're just gonna have to keep that one. I'll fix it in post.
Ah, an alien!
Oh no.
Now that we've seen this, we're starting to think that this isn't even real.
Well, they found out. We're frauds. We're screwed. I told you guys, no alien. That's what it was. Otherwise, they would have believed it.
Well, I wanted to be in it.
Well, maybe we can tell them it's an April Fool's Day joke.
It's October.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably not going to fly. What's wrong with him?
He's just sad that we didn't get to go to the moon.
No, are you okay, buddy? Yeah. No, he's not okay. Oh, look. Cheer up, buddy. Look at my little legs. Right? You can touch them. You want to touch my little legs?
We don't care about your stubby little legs. You wasted our NASA budget on them.
Hey, I love these little legs, okay? Wait, oh, I'm getting a phone call. Hold on. Oh, it's my boss from NASA. I really hope he didn't see the video. Hello?
Guy, what the hell did I just watch on TV? You didn't go to the moon, did you?
No, we went to the moon. Yeah, we got attacked by an alien.
Guy, what happened to the $20 million I gave you?
Well, I'll be honest, sir. It rhymes with Bort Begs.
Bort Begs? What the hell are you talking about?
Short legs, sir. I got short legs.
You spent all of our money on legs?
Well, yes, but sir, you should really see them before you get too mad. They're very cute.
Guy, I want to see you in my office immediately.
Okay. My boss wants to see me in his office. I think he's really excited about my legs.
My boss returned my legs. He said it was illegal for me to use NASA money to buy legs. I told him that the legs were going to make me way happier than landing on some stupid rock in the sky, but he didn't care. Now I'm bum too.
Well, why don't we try to go to the moon for real?
Forget it, kid. It's impossible. Kim Possible. She could do it because her last name is Possible, but my last name is Guy. So stupid.
Booger, get off her.
Mario, it's okay. He just wants attention.
Bad Booger. Booger, Jeffy, come get your dinosaur.
Booger, it's time for dinner.
Here, Booger, have a Skittle.
Daddy, he bit my hand!
Oh,
no, he won't let go!
Bad Booger, ah! Let go!
Oh,
I'm gonna get a hammer!
Ah! Booger, let go of my hand!
Somebody do something!
Booger, let go! Ah! Ah! Oh, call a doctor!
Where did my hand go?
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, I called
because... Ooh, a Skittle! And a green one, too! Those are my favorite! Dibs! But hold on, I eat like a bird, so just bear with me. See, I just like to suck on it, because I can't chew it, because I don't have teeth. Oh, it runs out of flavor fast, though. It's like juicy fruit. Okay, what's up?
My son lost his hand!
Yes! Yes! But I'm sorry, I know this is a serious situation, but it's not every day somebody loses a hand, okay? I got jokes. Alright, first the name calling. Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker, Mace Windu, Count Dooku. Hold on, who else lost a hand?
Can you help my son?
A guy from 127 Hours with James Franco. Who else lost a hand?
Come on, help my son.
I'm trying to think of somebody else who lost a hand. Princess Jasmine from Aladdin. Almost. Okay, I'm done. All right, what do you need a hand with?
My son got his hand bit off by his pet dinosaur.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, the first thing I'd prescribe is not having a pet dinosaur anymore. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't know he was going to bite his hand off.
Well, why would you not think that? It's a pet dinosaur.
Okay, look, what can we do? Can you, like, give my son a new hand?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I could give him one of those cool robot hands like in Star Wars.
Really?
No. No, you little idiot, because that's a movie. You're an idiot. Yeah, no, I can't really do that. That's not real. I do have this little hook hand that I bought at a dollar store, though, so you could wear that. You'd look like a pirate. Wouldn't you like that? Would you like to look like a pirate? I bet you would, you little idiot. Yeah, you would. You want to be a pirate?
Can you just put it on his hand?
All right, fine. But first we should shake on it.
Just do it.
All right. There you go. Got yourself a nice old hook hand.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. Now you look like Captain Hook from Peter Pan, you know? They called him Captain Hook because he had a hook for a hand, which is kind of stupid. I mean, what they call him when he didn't have a hook hand? Captain Normal Hand? That's dumb.
So is there any rules that Jeffy should know about having a hook hand?
Yes, a lot, actually. You probably shouldn't scratch your eye with that hand, or your balls, unless you want to give yourself a vasectomy. You probably can't play basketball anymore. Can't give anybody a high five. Don't wipe with that hand, for sure. Don't pet any more cats. And if you're dating a girl, you probably...
No, okay, he understands.
All right, whatever. Well, I guess I'll just go home to my ugly wife. Oh, hey, can I take those Skittles with me?
Yeah, here you go.
Shoo!
Those damn pigeons. All right, where's Rosalina? All right, Jeffy, get ready for school.
You're gonna make me go to school with this hook hand?
Yeah, Jeffy, I'm not gonna let you play hooky from school.
Mario, don't make fun of Jeffy's hook.
Yeah, low blow, Daddy. Low blow.
I wish Rosalina did that to me.
Beep! Boys are gross.
All right, Jeffy, get ready for school.
All right, Daddy, but if someone makes fun of my hook hand, I'm beating bottom.
All right, class, today we're going to be learning about the oceans. There are 5 main oceans in the world. The Arctic Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Southern Ocean. Any questions, class?
Hey, Cody, I didn't know your mom had 5 places to live.
She doesn't.
Yeah, she does. There's 5 different oceans, and she's a whale, a big fat whale, so she lives in all 5 oceans.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, man, I hope no one knows she's my hook hand.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, nothing.
Hey, what is that?
Nothing.
Wait, what's on your hand?
Nothing. Leave me alone.
No, show me.
It's my wiener.
It's not your wiener.
Yes, it is. It's my wiener. What? Hey, everybody, this kid wants to see my wiener.
Not your wiener. Shut up.
No, it's my wiener. Leave me alone.
It's on your hand.
It is my wiener. Leave me alone.
What is that, a hook hand?
Oh, yeah, I hurt my hand and it came off, and now I have a hook for a hand.
What are you, like a pirate, you pirate freak?
I really look like a pirate?
Yeah, what are you doing at school? Shouldn't you be at home getting hooked on phonics? Hey, Captain Hook, where's Peter Pan?
Jeffy, Bory, stop making noise, you're interrupting the class!
But teacher, this pirate freak has a hook hand. Hey, everybody, look at his hook hand!
I wonder how Jeffy's day at school went.
Guess who got suspended? What?
Your boy, Jeffaroni and Cheese.
Jeffy, why'd you get suspended?
For beating bottom.
Why'd you beat bottom?
Because I told you that if someone made fun of my hook hand, that I was gonna beat bottom. So bottom was beaten.
Jeffy, why'd you beat bottom though?
Cause he called me a pirate!
Mario, that's not funny.
Jeffy's a pirate.
Oh, you think it's funny that he called me a pirate? I'll show you a pirate!
Jeffy. What's that noise? It's coming from... What? Hold on. What are you doing?
Building a pirate ship.
Building a pirate ship?
Yeah, take a look at it.
How much does this cost?
$50,000.
$50,000!
Mario, this is so cool!
It's not $50,000 cool. Who told you to build this?
Him.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
My name's not Jeffy anymore. It's Captain Jeff Sparrow.
Well, Captain Jeff Sparrow, your ship's coming down. Break it.
Break it?
Break it.
Okay.
A captain always goes down with his ship.
Jeffy, you're grounded.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
How about we have a sword duel instead, and whoever loses has to walk the plank.
No.
Yes.
You can't turn down a sword duel. That's in the pirate code. You turn down a sword duel, that's how you get scurvy.
Okay, fine. We'll get a stupid sword duel, and when I win, you're grounded for a month.
All right, Daddy. Let me get the swords. All right, Daddy. Let's sword fight. Arr! You lose, Daddy. Now you gotta walk the plank.
No!
Walk the plank. All right, Daddy. Walk the plank.
I am. What are you gonna do?
Jump off.
No, I'm gonna break my legs.
Jump off.
No, stop.
Jump off, Daddy.
Okay. I think I broke my leg.
Mario, are you okay?
No, I landed on my leg. It hurts. Oh, Jeffy!
Stay still.
Ow!
And done. How'd you break your leg anyway? Were you in a play and someone told you to break a leg?
No, I fell off a pirate ship. Wait, what? You were there!
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to make the joke.
How long do you think my leg's gonna be broken for?
I don't know. Probably till the next video. Sorry, I had a long day. I had to help your son with his hook hand, and then I had to build him an entire pirate ship, which he still hasn't paid me for, by the way. Then I had to come here and help you with your broken leg. Anyway, stay gold, pony boy.
Ow!
Oh.
What's wrong?
Just remembered my wife's making chicken tenders. I don't like her chicken tenders. I'm probably gonna stop by KFC on the ride home. Yeah.
Ow.
Mario, are you okay?
I broke my leg because of Jeffy. Jeffy, get in here. Let me yell at you.
Arr, shiver me timbers, Daddy.
Jeffy, why are you dressed like a pirate?
So I can get free movies?
No, Jeffy, seriously, why are you dressed like a pirate?
Because you thought it was funny that kids at school were calling me a pirate because I had a hook hand.
Jeffy, that's stupid. Take off that costume.
I will, but first, Daddy, I have to tell you my pirate jokes.
No, no pirate jokes.
Yes, pirate jokes.
No.
Yes. How much does it cost for a pirate to get his ears pierced?
How much?
A buccaneer.
That's dumb.
Why did the pirate cross the road?
Why?
Because it started with R.
That's so stupid. You can literally do that with any word that starts with R.
Hey, Daddy, you want to hear a pirate tell you the alphabet?
No.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
What's the joke?
Q, R, S, what? T, U, V.
That was the joke.
W, X, Y, and Z.
That's so dumb.
Now I know my ABCs.
Shut up.
Next time, won't you sing with me?
So the joke was for you to say the whole alphabet and just emphasize R because you're a pirate.
Daddy, why did it take pirates so long to learn the alphabet?
You tell me, you just took you forever to say it.
Because they can spend years at sea.
Jeffy, please stop.
Daddy, why did the pirate buy an eye patch?
Why?
Because he couldn't afford an iPad.
That's so dumb. An iPad is electronic, and an iPad is just cloth. Why would he settle for that?
What did the pirate see down the toilet?
What?
The captain's log. You get it? There's like a big poop in there.
Ew.
The captain went in the bathroom and he pooped.
That's
and left it in there, and it was a big log.
That's gross, Jeffy. Stop it. Stop it. Go to your room. Take that off.
Dang. Why don't pirates go to the strip clubs?
Why?
Because they already have all the booty.
Jeffy, that's inappropriate. Leave.
Did you know that 3.14% of all sailors are pirates? Get it? Like pie? 3.14%.
Okay, Jeffy, no more pirate jokes. Leave. We're done. It's getting old. Go leave.
Yes, more pirate jokes.
No more pirate
jokes. What's the pirate's favorite part of a song?
What?
The hook.
That's dumb. Leave.
Why couldn't the pirates play cards?
Why?
Because the captain was standing on the deck.
Okay, that's it. Okay, leave.
No, hold on. I got a couple more. Why did I take the boat's wheel out of my pants?
Why, Jeffy?
Because it was driving me nuts.
It's not even that funny. Stop it.
What is a pirate's favorite food?
What?
Barbecue.
Stop it. That was pretty funny, but no, stop it.
When a pirate gets lonely and wants a girlfriend, he goes and buys a hook.
Jeffy, stop it! Oh, Jeffy, that's it. Go to your room right now.
All right, buddy.
Mario, what's that?
What?
Look!
Jeffy's hand!
It is Jeffy's hand!
We can call a doctor, and they can put it back on.
Mario, let's do that right now. Hurry!
Okay.
Hey there. Somebody call... a doctor?
Why are you licking your fingers?
Oh, I just ate a whole bunch of KFC and it's finger-licking good.
What? Don't touch me with your greasy fingers.
Have fun with your pimples. You know Dr. Pimple Popper? I'm the opposite of that. Dr. Pimple Giver.
Okay, wait, look, we found my son's hand and we want you to put it back on.
Oh, good. All right, I'll just get some super glue and plop that right back on. But first I need my hook. Let me just...
What?
What? You have a hand?
What, Jeffy, explain. Why do you have a hand?
Well, because I thought that you wouldn't make me go to school if I got my hand cut off. So what? I faked it.
How'd you fake it?
Well, I went to the Halloween store and I got this fake arm and the hand comes off.
Huh. Well, that's cool. Is anybody going to pay me for that pirate ship I...
Tyler, hush it! It says, in 2012, researchers in Amsterdam set up a hospital waiting room with either real plants, posters of plants, or no plants at all.
That is interesting.
And they were able to show that both the posters of plants and the real plants led to lower stress levels.
Wow.
So you know what I'm thinking? Thinking a plant, like right here. Fuck yeah.
We have a plant in the other room.
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
How many pieces of cereal do you think that is?
I don't know, 6 or 7?
6, 7!
Tyler, knock it off! Shut the hell up and go to the bathroom!
Go number 1 or 2, but I might have to go 6.
Tyler, I don't understand the 6-7 shit. Back in my day, it was all 69. You know what the position 67 is?
No.
Maybe we should look it up.
6-7.
Go to the bathroom, Tyler.
6-7. 6-7. Who is it? Wait, do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 6-7.
You okay, honey? You were gone for a long time.
I was taking a shit. Is that okay with you? I didn't know I needed permission to shit in my own house.
No, you don't. You were just gone for like 6-7 minutes.
You should probably go check on Tyler. He's upstairs in the bathroom.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Tyler, you okay, honey? Tyler!
The kid's dead! Wait, but how though? Like, how did he get upstairs before the mom? That doesn't make sense. Would he have, like, a secret door? Remember when we did a secret door? It was scarier than this shit.
It could have been his twin brother.
Yeah, we did that bullshit too.
Oh, well, that was the end of the movie.
Well, it was pretty short, but I liked it.
Yeah, I rated a 6-7!
6-7!
God, I hope you all die.
Alright, well, let's go home.
Yeah, I'm going home too, but to my house though. So I'm taking the snacks. I might rinse them off.
Marvin, that movie was scary. I might have nightmares all night and only get 6-7 hours of sleep! Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
6-7?
Yeah. 6-7? I'm probably only going to splooge in my pillowcase about 6 or 7 times.
6-7!
Okay, guys. You've said that joke 6 or 7 times. 6-7! I do.
Oh my god! It's the guy from the 6-7 movie!
I hate 6-7! If you say 6-7 again, I'll kill you!
Yeah, Jim!
Jeffy! Son of a... Who are you?
Hello! Yeah, sorry guys, it was just fucking hot.
Wait, you did it?
No, it wasn't me.
Wait, if Lance is there, then who's controlling Jeffy? What? Booby!
Yeah, that's right. I hate that 6-7 thing. Yeah, me too! And if any of you say it ever again, we're gonna kill ya!
I'm the one with the knife.
Well, we won't say it ever again, we promise. We're done with the joke. It's not even funny.
Good! You're right! It's not! He'll stab you.
I'm gonna get you.
Okay.
Get you.
We learned our lesson, didn't we, fellas?
So we won't say 6-7 ever
again!
Guys, it's spring break. What do you want to do today?
Dude, let's go outside and throw the football.
Or we could go to the beach and look at hunky dudes.
Or we can go outside and poop in your backyard. All those things are possible because it's a nice sunny day during spring break.
Junior, do you hear that?
Oh, dude, is that rain?
Is that thunder?
Is that lightning?
I didn't know it was supposed to rain today.
Oh, no, look. The Weather Channel.
Breaking weather news, MK. There's a 100% chance of rain and thunderstorms all week. So you better stay inside and away from the beach because of rip currents.
100% chance of rain all week?
That's 100% chance of no fun.
What are we gonna do now?
I don't know, guys. This is not fair. We finally get a week off of school and we have to spend it inside. I say we still go outside.
Yeah.
And I say we go to the beach like Cody suggested.
What, Junior? We can't go to the beach. There's a thunderstorm out there. It's too dangerous.
How is it dangerous?
We could get struck by lightning.
Not if we're swimming in the water.
Well, that's even worse because water conducts electricity. You know, 47% of people who get struck by lightning are at the beach because you're the tallest thing in the vicinity and lightning strikes anything that's tall.
Well, what if we're swimming under the water?
Well, that's even worse because we could get caught in a rip current and sucked out to sea and then drown. And I could get my Yeezys wet. My Yeezys, Junior, my Yeezys.
Oh, well, I still want to go to the beach. What if we just throw the football at the beach?
But what about the lightning, Junior? The lightning!
Listen, okay, everyone raise their hands who wants to go to the beach. Okay, that's three people. Raise your hand if you don't want to go to the beach. Why'd it take you so long to raise your hand?
I had to rearrange my bones.
All right, look, you're outvoted 3-1, so we're still going to the beach, Cody. Come on.
But Junior!
See, Cody, this isn't so bad.
Junior, it's pouring out here, and there's lightning.
Cody, look, it's spring break, and we're going to have fun at the beach.
Yeah, let's enjoy it, dude. Go long.
Yeah, go long.
Okay, I'll go long.
Throw it, Joseph.
Ugh. Aw, damn it.
Grab the ball, Cody.
Yeah!
Guys, but the rip current.
There is no rip current, Cody. Grab the ball.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Yeah, okay.
He's acting like he's afraid of water.
He better get my football.
Come here, ball.
Just grab the ball, Cody.
Help me.
Joseph, is he okay?
Dude, he's just playing around, right?
Help me! Help me!
Oh no, Joseph, I think he drowned!
Dude, I'm out of here!
Joseph, what do we do? Lifeguard! Mister, my friend just drowned!
Well, that's what he gets for swimming during a thunderstorm.
You're not gonna save him?
And risk my beautiful life? No.
What? Whoa! Cody! Oh, man! Chef, baby, I need your help!
What do you want, Junior? I just got back from the grocery store. I got go-gurts.
Ooh, you got go-gurts?
All right, go-gurt.
Yeah, I want a strawberry one.
Well, grab as many as you want. Now, where were you yelling about?
Oh, I forgot. Do you remember, Jeffy?
No, I just got go-gurts on my mind.
Yeah, Chef, let us eat our go-gurts and I'll see if I remember.
Whatever.
Oh, man, Jeffy, this go-gurt's so good. I just wish I could remember what I was freaking out about.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Cody!
What about him?
They remember in the ocean, he got taken underwater!
Oh yeah!
Chef Baby!
This looks good!
Chef Baby!
Not right now, Junior, I'm making lasagna!
But I remember what I was freaking out about!
What is it?
So earlier today, me, Joseph, Cody, and Jeffy went to the beach.
During the thunderstorm?
Yeah, during the storm, and Joseph threw a football, and it went in the water, and then Cody went to go grab it, and then he got sucked in on a rip current, and then he never came up.
What? What the hell, Junior? He drowned!
Cody drowned!
Duh, he drowned? Oh, man, he's dead. R.I.P. Cody.
What, he's dead?
Oh, yes, he's dead. Man, you are a horrible friend. Now you gotta live with that on your conscience. Don't get no tears in my lasagna. Get out of here!
Oh, I'm gonna call the cops!
Hey there, somebody call a cop? Sorry it took so long. Those roads out there are wetter than a washing machine, but, you know, like the inside. Because the outside doesn't usually get wet unless there's a problem with the machine. Anyway, what's up?
I want to file a missing persons report.
Oh, who's missing?
My friend Cody.
Oh, well, how long's he been missing for?
Maybe about 10 minutes.
What, did he just go home? What, are you lonely?
Well, no, we went to the beach.
What, in this weather?
Yeah, and then he was, like, trying to get a football in the ocean, and then he went under, and he started screaming help, and then he never came back up.
Well, it sounds like he drowned. Why did you call me here and not at the beach?
Well, because I freaked out at the beach, so I came home, and then I got a go-gurt, and then I called you.
Wait, you came here, you ate a go-gurt, and then called me?
Well, I kind of forgot why I came home, and then I saw Jeffy doing stuff like that, and it reminded me of my friend Cody because he's a little weird.
Wait a minute. This is not making any sense. I'm gonna need one of these go-gurts before we continue this conversation. Wow, this is good. Yeah, I'd abandon a friend for this. This would definitely help me get over a friend's death.
What, you really think he's dead?
Yep.
Aww.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Why do you think he's dead?
Well, let's put it all together. He was screaming for help, he went underwater, and he didn't come back up. Kids, can you figure out what happened to Cody? That's right, he drowned. We just figured out Blue's Clues. We just figured out Blue's Clues. We just figured out Blue's Clues, and now your friend is dead.
Oh, what do we do now?
Well, there's nothing you can do. He's dead. He's fish food, goldfish flakes, Titanic ornaments, Steve Irwin butter. I don't fucking know.
Do we tell his mom?
Oh, yeah, I probably would.
Well, can you go tell her?
What, me? I don't want to do that. I hate telling people the kid's dead. It's so sad, and they always cry for no reason. You know, it's not that bad. It's like you have one less mouth to feed, and you have more free time. You know that vacation you've been wanting to go on? Well, now you can. Plane tickets are expensive. Now you don't have to bring your stupid dead kid along. It's not that bad. Hey, check this out. Can you imagine if this was my wiener? Just, let's whip it out, like, it'd be huge. It's not even open. All right, I'm going to go. You kids have a good day.
And done. What do you think about my Cody tribute, Jeffy?
It's great, Junior. You're really honoring his life.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Who's at the door? Let me go get it. Hello?
Hey, is Cody here? He didn't come home for dinner.
Yeah, me and my baby got two rounds in on the kitchen counter, and he didn't even come through the front door.
Yeah, he usually walks in on us during the first round.
Yeah, I was getting the good tonight.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I was putting on the show, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Yep, you did.
Well, Cody's not here.
Well, are you sure? Because he said he was coming over here.
Where is he? I know he's here. He gotta be here.
Well, you guys can come upstairs and look, but he's not here.
Okay.
Yeah, I know y'all got some pastries or something, though.
Cody, are you in here?
Baby, all they got is Pop-Tarts.
Well, hide them under your shirt, Tyrone. I don't want him to know we only came here to steal pastries.
Yeah, you right.
Oh, what a lovely drawing of Cody drowning. What made you think of it?
Chris, Cody drowned in the ocean today.
What?
What you talking about, boy?
Nothing.
Yeah, when we went to the beach, Cody drowned in the ocean.
Oh, my God, my poor baby drowned?
Yeah, I was drowning in something earlier today. Ain't that right, baby?
It's true.
Well, listen, there was an accident. Cody was trying to get a football, and then a rip current took him, and he drowned.
Well, by the look of this picture, you boys pushed him into the ocean. That's why you're all smiling.
Well, yeah, it looks like a confession to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna call the cops.
Yeah, we're gonna sue because you killed our son. Hey, baby, look at this. They got a 120-pack of Crayola. You know they rolling in dough.
Ooh, good call, Tyrone. I mean, boo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, let it all out, baby. We gotta make it look good for the camera.
I know how to do it, Tyrone. This isn't my first dead kid. I mean, boo-hoo-hoo.
You're right. Look. I'm gonna go and get a lawyer.
Hey there. Somebody call a lawyer cop? I didn't really know what to wear, so I just wore my lawyer outfit underneath my police uniform.
Yes, officer, I did. Those two boys over there killed my son, and we want money.
And justice.
Mainly money, but I guess so.
We want to buy a new recliner.
Yeah, the old one don't recline like it used to.
Yeah, Tyrone and his buddy were giving me the old Eiffel Tower, and it broke.
Yes, East Elberger was going way too hard.
Huh. Oh, it's you kids. Did they cry when you told them their son was dead? They look like criers.
I mean, they kind of cried.
Officer, I think these boys made our son drown on purpose. Look how happy they are in the picture. I mean, who goes to the beach in a thunderstorm?
And he a homo. So that's a few extra dollars because that's a hate crime.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Okay, kids, you're under arrest for suspected homicide.
But we did not kill him.
Well, that picture is pretty damning. So you're under arrest. Consider yourselves arrested. Simon says you're arrested.
So when is court, Officer Simon?
Right now. Come on, let's go.
Order! Check this out. This is gonna be cool. Look. Order! I am the Honorable Judge Pooh-Bear. Today we will be hearing the case of Mr. and Mrs. Natkiss, who say that these two young boys caused their son Cody to drown. Junior! Jeffy! Tell us your side of the situation.
Well, Your Honor, we all went to the beach to throw the football, and the ball went in the water, and Cody went to grab it, and he drowned.
I see, yes. And did Cody want to get the football, or did you tell him to, like Emperor Palpatine, like, did it?
I did tell him to go grab it, and he didn't want to.
I see. So if you'd never told Cody to get the football, he wouldn't have gotten it, and he wouldn't have drowned, and he would still be alive today, correct?
I guess.
Well, that sounds pretty guilty to me, but I would like to make this sad and hear from the dead boy's parents.
Well, Your Honor, Cody was my only son, and I lost him today because of negligence.
Ooh, and we also want to sue for some money.
Yeah.
Money? Yes, I understand. So how much do you think your son's life is worth?
Come on, honey. Think of a good number. You always wanted to go to Bahamas on that trip, right?
That's true. Well, whatever the cost of a round trip to the Bahamas would be.
Bahamas does sound nice. That's a done deal. Junior,
Jeffy, do you have anything to say that could prove your innocence before I bang the absolute ever-loving shit out of this guy?
Well, actually, I do, Your Honor. I have something that'll prove that we're innocent. I'm not the one who threw the football, and neither was Jeffy. It was our friend Joseph. He threw the football.
Yeah, it was totally Joseph who threw the football.
I see. And where is this Joseph now?
I don't know. He ran away saying, I'm out of here, dude. Because he always does that because of how guilty he is.
Yep.
That's not true. We found this drawing that Junior did plotting to kill my son.
Let me see this drawing. Yep. Yes. Damn. D-A-M-N, damn. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the smoking gun. As you can see, Junior here is saying, rest in peace, Cody, with a smile on his face, while Cody is drowning with no football in sight. This means there was never a football, and there will never be a football. So I have no choice but to find you two guilty of premeditated homicide. Boom! Just like that. Guilty. As many times as I want. I have all the power here. Guilty. I'm just like He-Man by the power of Grayskull. Guilty. I like that.
Guilty.
Bailiff, take them away.
Not so fast.
Great googly moogly. It's a sea monster.
I'm not a sea monster, it's me, Cody.
But Cody, you're dead. You see the X's in the eyes.
I thought I was dead because I was drowning, and then I got caught up in a big old ball of seaweed that had a pocket of air that I could breathe, and then I washed up on shore and I had to walk home like this.
Well, if you're not dead, that means there was no homicide. So if there was no homicide, that means no crime was committed. And if no crime was committed, that means no one is guilty. And if no one is guilty, then that means there's no reason for a trial. Which means I can go home and eat my kids' cuisine. Court is adjourned. I'm taking the survey.
Yay! All right, Cody, take that seaweed off.
Damn it, baby, now we're not getting any money and we gotta get our stupid kid back.
I am so upset. I really wanted to go to the Bahamas.
Oh, the recliner, baby, the recliner!
Sorry, Cody, for letting you drown.
No, it's fine. Drowning was fun.
It was?
No, I'm being sarcastic. I'm very pissed off.
Well, what can I do to make you happy?
You know what? I want your 120-count box of crayons.
But those are so expensive!
I know.
Okay, fine. You can keep it. But I want to keep Periwinkle.
Deal.
What's up, dudes?
Oh, hey, Joseph. Cody's alive.
Oh, cool. Did you get my football?
No. I was drowning.
What? Oh, I'm gonna sue you for my football, dude!
Hey, birthday boy! How does it feel to be 40?
Please stop.
The big 4-0!
I don't want to be old.
Dang's oldest S-word! I can't cuss in the first 30 seconds because we'll get demonetized, but as soon as it hits 30 seconds, I'm going crazy.
I just don't want to be 40. That means I'm halfway done with my life.
Well, how do you want to celebrate your birthday, Marvin?
Stay home and sit on the couch.
No, that's lame! How about we go bowling?
I don't want to go to the bowling lanes and smell bowling shoes.
Well, you don't have to smell them, Marvin.
But the whole place smells like bowling shoes. It's just gross.
It's been 30 seconds! Fuck shit, dick!
Jeffy, stop it! You know what? What I want for my birthday is I want you to not cuss.
That's a lot to ask for, Daddy, but I guess I'll fucking do it.
Jeffy!
Starting now!
Jeffy, why don't you go downstairs and get Marvin's birthday cake?
Fuck that! I mean, shit, yeah. I mean, okay.
Daddy's birthday cake. I gotta be very careful that I don't drop it. Alright, you gotta be very careful going up the stairs. You don't want to drop the cake.
Oh, look! I can use this rail to push the cake up there like a ramp. Good thinking, Jeffy.
All right, let's get it.
Wait, my shoe's untied. Guess I gotta tie my shoe.
Yoop-de-loop and pull. I'm all done tying my shoe.
Oh, no! Daddy's cake! Oh, I can fix this. Oh, Jimmy can fix it. It's okay. Put the ham in here. Put that on here. Okay, that still looks good.
I'm coming with your cake, Daddy!
All right, Daddy, here's your cake. Happy birthday.
Jeffy!
I was singing.
Jeffy, what did you do to his cake?
I didn't do anything to the cake, but the stairs sure fucked it up.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be cussing.
That's right, thank you.
But Jeffy, what did you do to my cake?
I don't think you heard me. I didn't do anything.
anything to the cake. The stairs and the floor gangbanged it.
What? So there's a big mess on the stairs?
Well, not so much the stairs as it is on the floor, but yes, still the stairs.
I can't believe you made a mess of my birthday. I gotta go clean it up.
Do you want your very own badass limited edition SML poster? And would you like that poster made out of metal? Well, with today's sponsor, Displate, that is now possible. If you don't know what Displate is, let me explain. They make steel posters with vibrant, high-detail prints that don't just look good. They're the coolest way to turn your boring walls into a gallery of your favorite brands, movies, video games, and more. Their website has millions of designs from official licenses as well as original artists. If you check out the SML profile, link in the description, you'll not only see some of our favorites, but this is also where you'll find the official SML Displate. It comes in three different sizes, and Displates ship within 4 to 5 business days, so there is plenty of time to get one for yourself before Christmas. Another cool thing about Displate is they're incredibly easy to put on just about any wall with minimal risk of damage and no tools needed. Just clean the wall, stick on the protective leaf, slap that magnet on there, and you're ready to go. Also, if you want to swap it out for another design, it's so easy even Jeffy could do it. Just pull the first one down and slap the new one on. Boom! New wall decoration in set. Displate is celebrating Black Friday with their biggest discounts of the year, up to 44% off. Just use the link in the description or our code SML. And for the first time ever, that includes premium Textra designs with their tactile textures and 3D contours. It's the perfect time to shop for Christmas gifts. Go grab your Displates and start telling your story one metal poster at a time. And don't forget the official SML Displate. It's the best one, obviously. Thanks to Displate for sponsoring this video.
Oh my god, look at this mess! And on my birthday! Oh, I gotta clean this whole mess up! Hey, Jeffy, I hate him so goddamn much. Who could that be? Hello? Why'd you spit in my face, goodness?
Your house payment. It's due.
It's not the first.
I know, but I want it early because Thanksgiving's coming up. See, you give me your house payment, and I thank you. Thanksgiving.
Okay, listen, today's my birthday, so can I just...
Oh, today's your birthday? Oh, I'm so sorry, Marvin. Hey, world! Today's Marvin's birthday, so stop spinning! Hey, pilots flying airplanes! Land those bitches, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, troops fighting wars! It truce time! Wave the white flag, put the guns down, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, Kim Jong fuckhead! Stop shooting missiles into the ocean, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, Vladimir Putin in his panties! Stop fucking with Ukraine, because it's Marvin's birthday!
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. So give me your house payment.
Listen, I don't have my house payment.
Marvin, you know what I do every single year on my birthday? I go down to Bing Bong's massage parlor and get a 2-for-1 egg roll handy. And do you think after I get my 2-for-1 egg roll handy that they still want me to pay? Sure they do, Marvin, because I gotta cough up the dough because I don't want Ching Chong coughing up my load.
Oh, okay, listen, I get it, but I don't have my house payment.
God damn it, Marvin. I'm not leaving your house again empty-handed. You're giving me something off of you.
What do you want?
I want that turd on your face.
Turd on my face?
Yes, the thing on your upper lip that you call a mustache. You give it to me or else I'm going to rip it off.
You can't rip it off. It's a part of my skin.
Oh, you'll get this back when you pay your house payment, Mr. Fucker.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Whip the hairs out of my mouth. Ow!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was good.
Your face! You look so weird without your mustache!
Well, Goodman ripped my mustache off.
Ew, Marvin, what are those red bumps on your lip?
They're probably inflamed hair follicles from my mustache being pulled off my face.
Dang, you look like someone who identifies as someone who sticks their wiener in their butt.
Jeffy, stop talking. You're ruining my birthday. You already made up mess with my cake and made mess on the stairs.
But I'm putting new candles in your cake.
Oh, Jeffy, that's such a good idea. Why don't you go downstairs and get the lighter so we can sing happy birthday to Marvin?
Okay.
Why would you tell him to do something? You know he's going to mess it up somehow.
No, Marvin, don't worry, Jeff. He's got this.
No, he's probably going to catch the house on fire with the lighter.
Oh, my bibs! Oh, why you got herpes on your lip bibs, my bibs?
I ain't got herpes on my lip bibs. I don't have herpes, okay? It's just inflamed hair follicles.
Well, anyway, I was wondering if you got like $200, $300, $400, $500.
No, I don't got $200, $300, $400, $500. Why do you need that kind of money?
Well, because I got a cousin named Doodoo Ass, and he ain't wiped so good. He got a dirty booty. So I was wondering if you'd give me some money so I can get him some toilet paper. So he can wipe so good.
Well, even if I had the money, I don't think it would help Doodoo Ass wipe his booty because his name is Doodoo Ass, so he probably has a reputation of not cleaning his ass.
Man, you so green and selfish, Mobius.
It's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Mobius. What you give for your birthday?
You asking me for money.
Oh, man, you ain't getting no car with some money in it?
No, no one gave me some car with money in it. All I got is this stupid cake.
Oh, this your cake?
Yes.
You like your cake?
No.
You gonna have your cake?
Probably not.
Can I have your cake?
You know what? Fuck it. Have it. Take it.
Ooh, I'm gonna sell this and maybe I can get some money and get some toilet paper for doo-doo-ass.
Oh, well, you left some cake for doo-doo-ass. Here, more doo-doo-ass cake.
Marvin, you gave away your birthday cake.
Well, it was messed up. It was a big old mess. I didn't know any, no one was gonna eat it. It's gonna taste like carpet and stairs.
But Marvin, it was your birthday cake.
Well, Jeffy fucked it up. Jeffy, stop crying.
You said I fucked it up.
You did.
Jeffy, wait, quick. Light the lighter so we can sing happy birthday to Marvin.
No!
Light it.
Ready? Happy birthday to... Oh, Marvin, my phone's ringing.
Stop crying.
I'm dying. But you keep yelling at me.
Shut up. What? Why are you crying? What?
Marvin, my friend died.
Your friend died?
She died today.
Well, how did she die?
They don't know, Marvin, but I was one of the first 20 people to know.
Oh, okay, well, listen, it's my birthday today, and she'll still be dead tomorrow, so how about we focus on my birthday?
But, Marvin, I'm sad today.
Okay, well, just act like you didn't hear it. Just, it's a rumor, but you know what's a fact? It's my birthday.
But, Marvin, I already shared it on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and I haven't got on Twitter yet, but I'll do that next.
Okay, well, it looks like you've done enough for her, and look, she'll still be dead, and you can't bring her back, so just focus on my birthday.
Hey, gang, you can blow on the lighter and make a wish.
I wish my birthday didn't suck so much. Who's at the door? Hello?
There he is, the birthday boy. Now, that's a 40-year-old grown-ass man.
Don't remind me.
Hey, I got you a birthday cake.
Where'd you get that?
Hey, you know how they make smash burgers? Well, apparently they also make smash cakes.
No, they don't.
Well, that's what the guy selling outside your house said.
Guy selling outside my house?
Yeah, and it must be some pretty gourmet shit, because he charged me $300 for it. But hey, I don't mind. I go all out for my friends on their birthdays. You know, back in high school, that's what they used to call me. Goes all out for birthdays, Brooklyn. We don't need an animation. You get it.
You spent $300 on this?
Yeah, but apparently it goes to a good cause, because apparently his friend is, like, paralyzed and can't wipe his ass or something. Call him doo-doo ass.
He's not paralyzed. He can wipe his ass. He doesn't want to.
Well, take a bite of your cake.
I don't want any of that cake. I'm not hungry.
Oh, come on, Marvin. That's okay. We can take it with us.
Take it with us. Where are we going?
To the strip club!
I don't want to go to the strip club. I don't have any money.
Well, you don't need money, Marvin. You can just come on in. They love that. They like it when you don't pay and you just gawk at them.
I guess my birthday is going pretty shitty. You know what? The strip club, it might be fun. Let's go.
Hell yeah, Marvin. That's the spirit. Come on. Look at that, Marvin. The front row's wide open for the birthday boy. You know, nothing says you're getting older like paying a woman half your age to get naked. Excuse me, ma'am. It's my friend here's birthday today. He's turning 40.
Ew!
Well, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, you hear that, Marvin? That means when you were 20, she was just being born. Isn't that just gross?
Yeah.
Well, I don't make the rules. Get naked!
I'm bored.
Oh, I see. You want some action. Excuse me, ma'am. We don't have any money, but it is my friend here's birthday, so maybe you could give us some free gabagool?
Ew, no! Oh, my God, what is that on your face?
What is that on your face, Marvin? Ew, Marvin, is that herpes?
No, my mustache got ripped off. It's like a rash or something.
Okay, well, just in case, if she does agree to do stuff with us, no kissing me.
But I'm not going to kiss you.
Well, the lights are going to be off. You never know what's going to happen.
Pull that boobin' down!
What, Dougie?
Hey, that's the guy that sold me the cake.
Well, I thought that money was going to go to doo-doo ass.
It was, but he died last week.
He died last week? Then why were you asking for money?
Well, because I ain't know he died last week.
Well, if he's dead, then give the money back to Brooklyn guy.
No, because this for his funeral.
Then why are you throwing it on strippers?
Because that's what doo-doo ass would have wanted.
I'm going to hit him.
Marvin, what the hell are you doing? This isn't the 40s. You can't just hit women because they won't bang you.
Well, she got in the way when I was trying to hit Dougie.
That's it. You're under arrest.
Well, for what?
For hitting a stripper.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
I don't care. Come on, Bob. You're coming with me.
Well, you're a cop. Stop him.
Sorry, Marvin. The strip club's out of my jurisdiction.
Bail me out.
I certainly will try. Now, ma'am, I know you said no because it looked like my friend had herpes, but what about me?
Get in there!
Oh, please, I don't deserve to be in jail. I didn't do anything wrong.
Say it to the judge.
When do I see the judge?
Well, it's Friday, and he doesn't come until Monday.
Monday? I can't be in jail all weekend.
Yeah, top titties, bub.
Oh, man, I don't want to be in jail.
Well, well, well. Is that my birthday gift I see?
What, today's your birthday?
Hell yeah, it is. And I'm looking at a whole lot of cake.
Oh, no, today's my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday. Let me give you your gift. I promise I'll be gentle.
No, please, you don't want me. Let me look at my face. I have herpes.
Oh, herpes? Oh, that's just a little bit of sprinkles. I love sprinkles on my cake.
No, it's herpes. It's very contagious, very contagious.
Look, herpes, syphilis, AIDS, I love them all.
No.
Now let me catch them.
No, help!
Hey, Marvin, I brought you a cake.
I don't want the goddamn cake. Get rid of that cake.
No, Marvin. L-T-A in the cake, A. I don't know how Pig Latin works.
Wait,
I brought you a key in the cake.
Wait, so why'd you put a key in the cake?
Well, because when I give you the cake, you can take the key out and lock the cell and leave.
Why don't you just open the cell right now and get me out?
I can't do that. The cop is still here.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing, just confiscating this cake.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, listen, my shift ends right now, so can you pick it up and watch these inmates for me?
Ooh, I don't know. The stripper just gave me her number.
Oh, please, dear God, you can do it. You can do it.
Shut up, inmate! So, can you do it?
Yeah, okay.
All right, sweet.
Marvin, why'd you do that? I really wanted to bang that shirt.
Oh, because you cannot open the fucking cage and get me out of here and get me out of this guy.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But only because I go all out for my friends on their birthday.
Open it!
Come on, baby!
Thank you so much for bailing me out of jail.
What? Marvin, you were in jail?
Yeah, he punched a stripper.
Wait, why were you at a strip club?
Look, it's his birthday. If he wants to get his willy wet or slightly hovered over, he can do that.
What?
Listen, baby, just ignore him. I'm having the worst birthday ever.
Oh, come on, buddy. Don't say that. You haven't even had your cake yet.
Why is this cake following me everywhere? I don't want it.
Well, look, I paid $300 for this cake. Somebody's going to eat it.
I'm having the worst birthday ever. No one even got me a gift.
Okay, selfish asshole. I paid $300 for a cake for you, but okay. I also got you this.
What is that?
That's the SML Displate, available in the link in the description.
For me?
For anybody who clicks that link in the description.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of metal. It looks like paper, but it's not. It's metal.
Oh, my God. This is the best birthday gift I've ever gotten.
Well, let's go hang it up.
Wait, no. I don't want a bunch of holes in the wall.
Well, you're in luck, because it's magnetic.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
That's electric, Marvin, you stupid dumbass. Come on, let's go hang it up.
Yeah, best birthday gift ever. Hang it up.
All right, Marvin, let's put this poster on. Look at that. You just stick it right on there.
It is very crooked. You didn't even fucking try.
Well, the good thing is you can just adjust it because you're not using it.
It is still very crooked.
Okay, well, look, I'll have to... Is that better? It looks better to me. I think that looks beautiful.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, so go get yours with the link in the description.
Okay.
Please, do it right now because we really need to get Marvin some herpes medicine or...
Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on.
Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for these slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink.
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard.
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice. He needs money, so give him your money.
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Oh, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have the slushies for free, my friend.
You see that, Daddy? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tears.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was on the road? Daddy, look out! What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, I'll give you a ride home. I only have two seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How's that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys. Bodies hit the floor. Bitch, bodies hit the floor. Have him swimming in his blood while he's crawling on the floor. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. Do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No. Swear to me you will not leave this car.
Daddy, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I got to use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem. All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story. So I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asks me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice. So Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watching him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
Watch out, Daddy!
Jeffy! You swore on my life you would not leave the car!
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
Wait, Jeffy, you really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy, he's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just gonna get him real quick, and I'm gonna take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to go see. Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese, is that true? Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay.
Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy! Donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, Donkey, but since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
Alright, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lived at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm gonna go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this spaghetti-o smells delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my spaghetti-o man. Look who came inside, everybody. A hungry, hungry hippo. Hey, you want a scoop of spaghetti-os? I know you hungry. You ain't ate in days.
Oh, wait. Big bowl or small bowl? Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you?
I do not want any spaghetti-os.
I'll go ahead and feed you some spaghetti-os. You starving, boy.
I do not want any spaghetti-os.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn that shit into spaghetti-os? What the hell is wrong with you?
listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck? No! Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man, and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him, and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police! He could be stealing something out of the trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man. I guess I'm gonna have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy. I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
What, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier, you lied.
No, Daddy, this time, I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh, my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house. He's probably stealing shit or... Maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so, I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Oh, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station, and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did he do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
Listen, I was at the gas station, I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car, and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off, and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street, and you let him into your house, and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay. Still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide and seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I've checked all the bathrooms. I've checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. Because you guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes. Okay, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
You found him?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Daddy, why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I'll just pull my pants down, shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I'll just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
All right, he's not in the attic, so I'm going to get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh, yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
How's that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen. If we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic. You checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. It's my work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ugh. All right, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm going to keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all you...
units. All units, there's a high-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm going to go join that chase, but I am going to take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
He's hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeffy, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. There you are!
It's here! It's finally here!
Oh my god, this will be the best day ever! Where is it? Oh my god! You beautiful thing, you! So beautiful! So shiny! I can see my reflection in it! It's perfect! Oh my god!
What are you having a wet dream about, Chef Pee-Pee?
This right here! Isn't it beautiful, Junior?
It's a spoon.
It's not an ordinary spoon, you idiot! This is a solid gold 24-karat spoon made by Gordon Ramsay himself!
Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, he had a raffle giving away only 10 of them. And guess what I won? This golden spoon by making 1,000 email addresses and sending them over and over and over and over again. And then I finally got it. I finally got it. This here! Right here, Junior!
A spoon?
Ugh, it's not an ordinary spoon! This thing's solid! It's hard! Look at this! Oh, yeah, I definitely broke the stove. Your dad's going to be hot at me. He's so pissed. Oh, but I'm so happy.
Over a spoon?
It's not an ordinary spoon, Junior. Don't ruin my day, please. Look, I'm going to go call my friends and tell them about my wonderful-ass spoon. Wait, hold on. Where's my phone? Jesus Christ, where is it?
It's just a stupid spoon. You know what? It must be an amazing secret spoon that can fly. Yeah, let's go see this. Hey, Cody, what are you doing?
I'm watching Joseph try to climb this tree.
I'm climbing the shit out of this tree, dude.
Yeah, I told him it's not getting up there that's the hard part. It's getting down.
Hey, don't count me out. I know how to climb a damn tree.
He's going to be stuck up there like a cat.
Whatever.
Well, look what I got.
Oh, is that a gold spoon?
Oh, yeah. Hey, dude.
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee loves it. He like really likes it, so I was thinking maybe we could play catch with it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, throw that bitch up here.
Yeah, Cody, here, try to throw and hit Joseph with it.
Okay. Go along. Crow took the spoon, Junior.
Well, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, it's not ours.
Yeah, let's go back to playing.
Yep.
Whoa, Joseph, you climbed really high!
Yeah, he did.
Junior!
Oh, no, Chef Pee-Pee's coming. If he asks about the spoon, we don't know what he's talking about. We know about forks, but not spoons, okay?
Yeah.
Junior, where the hell is it? Where is it? I know you got it, motherfucker!
Be careful, Chef Pee-Pee. There's witnesses around.
Oh, they're gonna witness me put you in a damn body bag if you don't give me my damn spoon, Junior!
What spoon? What spoon? Cody, you know about a spoon?
The golden spoon?
You know about the golden spoon? He knows about the golden spoon. That means it's out here. What the hell is my spoon, Junior?
Okay, don't get mad, Chef Pee-Pee.
I'm already fucking mad.
Breathe.
I'm not. No. It's no time to damn breathe. Give me my damn spoon.
Okay. Cody, tell me what happened.
Well, we were playing catch with it, and then a crow came and took it.
Catch
it?
What? A crow? Is this the Wizard of fucking Oz?
Wait, there was no crow in the Wizard of Oz.
No, I don't think so.
Well, there's lions and tigers and bears in that.
Well, there was a lion, but no tiger or bear.
Get my damn spoon back, Junior! Where is my spoon?
Wait, did you not listen? A crow took it. Don't you use your listening ears.
Why did the crow have my fucking spoon? It shouldn't have my spoon. Get my spoon back, please. It's solid gold.
Well, actually, crows do like shiny objects because they like to put them in their nest.
See, Chef, you learn something new every day.
Well, I don't care about no fucking fun facts. Get my damn spoon back.
Okay, listen, I got an idea. What if we get a scarecrow, and then when the crow comes up to the scarecrow, we grab him?
Well, scarecrows scare crows away, which is the opposite of what we're trying to do.
So let's build a cum crow.
A cum crow? I mean, I could help make it, but you don't want to see me.
No, like a come here crow man.
Look, I don't care if you have to jack off the damn crow. You're gonna get my fucking spoon back. I mean it. Or I'm gonna cut off your damn face and wear it like Ed Gein.
Like who?
Like Ed Gein from the Monster Series, nigga. I'm gonna do it. That's a fucking threat. Just know that, nigga. Know it. It's a threat. I will do it, Junior. Know that. I got the scissors ready, motherfucker. Don't try me. Know that, Junior! I'm not lying! Know that!
Thank God he's gone.
Know that!
Do you know it, Junior?
I honestly don't know what he's talking about, so no, I don't know it.
I don't really know.
Something about cutting my face off. But listen,
I got that part.
If we make a come here crow man with a sign that says, come crow, come, then the crow will show up and we can grab him.
Okay, well, first of all, it shouldn't say that, and also crows can't read.
Okay, we'll make a come crow man, come here crow man, and it'll have a sign full of, like, shiny objects, and then when it swoops down to grab the shiny objects, we'll try to grab the crow and be like, give us our shiny spoon, you can have all this stuff.
Sure, yeah, let's just start there.
All right, Joseph, are you going to come down? Okay, let's go make a scarecrow man. Oh, man, guys, our come here crow man looks so good. And when the crows read this sign, they come running to the yard.
Well, crows can't read, but other than that, it looks really good.
So let's add all our shiny stuff, so when the crows see the shiny stuff, it swoops down to grab it, and we say, take us to the golden spoon.
Yeah, then we torture his ass, pluck his eyeballs out, then use his beak as a fork on Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm going to just put this chain on him my belt.
Oh, yeah, it's gold, just like the golden spoon. He's going to love that.
Oh, that's sick.
And hey, he's going to hold the scepter firmly, grasp it.
Well, he's a scarecrow. He can't hold things. Mm. But I did find this really cool hat, like Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, it looks real good.
Happy birthday!
Wait, it talks?
I think he's alive.
What the heck? Where's he going?
What?
He's running. Oh, he's fast.
He's really fast.
Yeah, where's he going?
I don't know.
Oh, your time is 40? We'd be like the Blind Side, make him play in the NFL.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, where'd he go, guys?
I don't know.
Huh.
Now what?
Well, I'm out of ideas to catch the crow now that our come here crow man left.
Yeah.
So let's go inside and hide from Chef Pee-Pee.
Okay.
Honey, is the meatloaf ready?
I'm right here, Hank. You don't have to yell. The dinner's almost ready, but you forgot to take out the trash.
Well, then take yourself outside.
Hank, you're such an asshole.
I am what I eat.
You know what? I'm going outside to my garden.
Yeah, you do that. Maybe grow an onion or some shit.
All right, I know you're thirsty, little flowers. Here you go, sunflowers. And here you go, other sunflowers. What's that noise?
Junior, shouldn't we be hiding from Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, no, he said I have until tonight to find his golden spoon. It's not tonight yet. I mean, it's dark, but I'm assuming he means like a few hours into the night to get it back. So we can watch TV.
Can we watch Dancing with the Stars? Robert Irwin's on it this season, and that's a man.
Gay.
Good one, Joseph. Gay!
Ooh, got his ass.
Guys, it's like the least gay thing I've ever said.
Eh, I don't know about that.
I mean, you could turn it on, I guess.
Okay. Oh, shit, it's Dancing with the News!
Breaking news, MK! I'm dancing! But while I dance, let me tell you about a scarecrow that murdered someone and is on the loose! So if you've seen this scarecrow, call the police immediately.
Guys, did the news just say a scarecrow killed somebody?
Guys, we made a scarecrow that came to life, and now it probably killed someone.
Damn, man.
My thoughts exactly, Joseph. Damn, man.
Well, guys, that can't be our scarecrow, because we didn't make a scarecrow. We made a crow come here, man.
Junior, nobody knows what the fuck that is. We just made a scarecrow with a sign that said that, and then the sign fell off.
Okay, but listen, I don't understand how the scarecrow came to life anyway.
Well, there must have been some magic left in that old hat I found.
That's probably why they put scarecrows on wooden crosses, so they don't run off in case they come to life.
I don't think that's why they do that.
Yeah, and it's not like we put a gun in his hand, dude.
What?
It's not like we put a gun in his hand and told him to kill people.
Well, he didn't shoot anybody. No one said he had a gun. Why are you saying a gun?
I mean, isn't that a way of murder?
I mean, to be fair, the news didn't say how the person was killed.
But we know the scarecrow doesn't have a fucking gun.
Yeah, I don't think they sold guns to scarecrows.
They don't. We're getting off topic, guys. I think we should call the cops and tell them that we made the crow come here, man.
But what good is that gonna do?
So that they know that it's not a person in a costume, that it's an actual crow come here, man, that we brought to life.
But Junior, if you tell that to a cop, he's gonna think you're drunk.
Okay, well, we have to let them know that. Ooh, also, we could let the cop know that a crow took our spoon, and we can file a missing spoon report.
You know what? Fine, yeah, let's call the cops.
Okay, let me call them.
Hey there, someone to call the cops?
Yes, officer. You know the scarecrow in the news that's killing people?
Yeah, it's just terrible. We found that woman horribly mutilated.
She was mute? She couldn't talk?
No, not mute. Mutilated, like ripped apart.
Well, why didn't you say that?
I'm sorry, officer. My friend's kind of dumb.
So anyway, officer, this is what's going on. We know the scarecrow that's killing people.
Wait, you know who it is? Oh, okay, good. Who is it?
Well, it's not a person. It's a thing.
Wait, so just like a noun?
Wait, so okay, let me explain this. We created the scarecrow.
Okay, so the scarecrow was one of you.
What? No. It's not a person. See, it was back to that. It's a thing. So it's a crow come here, man.
What?
Okay, let me start off from the beginning.
Please.
So my personal chef, Chef Pee-Pee, he got a golden spoon from Gordon Ramsay, and I took it, and I wanted to play catch with it. So Joseph was climbing a tree, and I gave the spoon to Cody to throw at Joseph in the tree, and Cody overthrew the tree, and it got caught by a crow.
I'm sorry, is this a dream you had?
No, this happened. Cody, tell me what happened.
I mean, I know he sounds stupid, because he is, but this really did happen.
Yeah, and then a crow caught the spoon, because it was gold and shiny, and crows like shiny things, and the crow flew off with it, and we're like, darn it, we need to get that crow, because Chef Pee-Pee's threatening to cut my face off and wear it if we don't get the spoon back
okay,
by tonight.
That right there is the first thing you've said I can do something about.
Well, no, I don't know. We don't have to do anything, but as long as we get the spoon back, he's not going to cut my face off. But listen, I want to file a missing spoon report.
A missing spoon report?
Yeah, the crow took the spoon.
Okay, last time somebody wanted me to find a spoon, it was a homeless guy who lost his heroin spoon.
Well, this wasn't a heroin spoon. This is a golden spoon. It's Chef Pee-Pee's spoon. And a crow took it. I know exactly what the crow looked like. It was black. Sorry, Joseph. It's just what it was.
I guess so.
It wasn't a parrot. It was a blackbird.
Okay.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go looking for a bird.
Okay. Well, listen. Well, we know that the scarecrow was created by us. It was a crow come here, man. And it's alive because Cody put a frosty hat on him.
Well, no, that's impossible because we destroyed all the frosty hats because we got tired of stuff coming to life.
Well, you must have forgotten to destroy one more because it's on the crow come here, man.
I mean, in the security camera footage we got from people's houses, the scarecrow is wearing a hat. But that's impossible. We destroyed them all.
Well, listen. The crow come here, man is alive. And that was him on the news that was killing people. So, can you go find the spoon and the crow come here, man?
Okay, you kids have a crazy imagination, and you guys sound like you're having a lot of fun. But I have a real murder to solve, so bye.
Okay.
What, Junior, he just said he's not going to help.
No, he said he's going to solve the murder. We just told him how to solve it.
He means he's going to go back to what he was doing and ignore you.
He can't ignore us. We gave him good information.
You sounded crazy.
How did I sound crazy?
A crow come here, man, and a missing spoon report?
He wasn't lying, though.
But everything we said was the truth. You were there.
Look, there's no way to make it not sound crazy. It's a crazy situation.
Oh, yeah, where's my
phone? Hold on. He's coming. He's behind the closet.
Oh, dude.
Okay, good. We're safe and sound in this closet. Chef Pee-Pee will never find us in here.
Junior, I don't know why we're hiding, too. He only said he cut your face off.
Well, I can't hide alone.
Julia, I know you're right in this room.
He's never going to...
hide forever.
Shh, he's not going to find us in the closet.
Where your ass at, huh? Ooh, what's that? I smell a pussy-ass bitch.
What?
I think he's talking about you, Junior.
Ah! Gotcha, bitch!
Oh, give me
All right, Junior, I gave you all night to find my damn spoon. Now, where is it, huh?
I told you that the crow had it, and you didn't give me time to find it. I was looking for it.
You were sitting there on that damn couch watching TV. Don't play with me.
You thought I was going to peel your damn face off. I'm about to get the peeling now. No, we get your spoon back. We just have to get the crow come here man to show up.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
The crow come here man. If he just comes here, then he can help find the crow and get your spoon back.
I don't see a damn scarecrow. What are you talking about, Junior?
Oh, wait. We got to sing the song, because he's like Frosty. Scary, the crow man needs to come here right now with a body full of hay and a hollowed nose and a frosty hat on his head.
I don't see him, Junior. Where the hell is the scarecrow?
Wait, there he is. He's doing the gritty. The crow come here, man. You came back. Did you find that crow? He found the crow. That's the crow that stole your spoon.
Yeah, but where my damn spoon at, huh? Where's the spoon, bitch? Oh, it's on your ass.
My
bone! Thank you, crow man.
Help!
Officer, you came back!
Yeah, I just came here to arrest you for wasting police resources, and I saw the scarecrow guy you were talking about. You're right, this is actually a frosty hat.
Yeah, I told you we weren't lying, and look, there's the golden spoon. The whole story was true.
What a wacky set of circumstances.
You saved our lives!
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna destroy this hat so nothing else can come to life after I put it on my blow-up doll.
Got my spoon, nigga!
Well, you have fun with your spoon.
Hold still, Danny! Hold still, Danny! I can't hold still!
I've been holding still.
And done! It's a masterpiece! I present to you, Daddy Raph!
Aw, Jeffy, that's such a good drawing of Marvin.
I mean, it's a good drawing of my face, not really my body.
I will now draw Mommy's face on a silverback gorilla making sweet love to a squirrel.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! The police station is looking for a sketch artist and is willing to pay $250,000 a year. So if you're good at drawing, come down to the police department.
$250,000 a year to draw pictures?
Marvin, Jeffy could do that job. He's great at drawing people.
Sorry to interrupt, Mommy, but if you were to have a wiener, how big would it be?
What?
Actually, I should probably draw a silverback gorilla's wiener to keep the theme going. I wonder how big they are. Should I Google it? I'm gonna Google it.
Jeffy, do you want to draw pictures for the cops for $250,000 a year?
That's crazy!
I know, it's so much money just to draw pictures.
A silverback gorilla's wiener is only 3 to 6 centimeters long. That means my wiener is barely bigger than a silverback gorilla's because I clocked mine at 6.5 centimeters.
Jeffy!
Ha!
Look, do you want to draw pictures for the cops?
What kind of pictures?
All you have to do is draw pictures of people without animal bodies, just normal people, and they'll pay you $250,000 a year.
All right, Daddy. But first, let me add the 3 to 6 centimeter hog to this gorilla.
No hogs, Jeffy. Listen, I need you to draw a picture of just me so we can show the cops how good you are.
Okay, Daddy, but this squirrel was about to get the business.
All right, look, just draw a normal picture of me with my clothes on, okay?
All right, Daddy. Squirrel humping or no squirrel humping?
No squirrel humping.
Just
a picture of me.
And done. What do you think about that, Daddy? Pretty lame, if you ask me. I could have given you some udders or a stoma.
That looks so good, Jeffy.
Yes, Jeffy, that's exactly what the cops are going to want you to draw every single time.
Every time?
Yeah, just normal people, no animals, just like that.
Just like this?
Just like that.
Okay, I got it, Daddy. Locked in my brain.
All right, let's go down to the cop office and show them that drawing.
The police station?
That's what I said.
No, you said cop office.
Cop office, police station, it's the same thing. Look, let's go down to the police station and show them the drawing. Come on.
All right. So, this is my drawing of a bad guy. What do you think? It's pretty good, right?
It's crap.
Oh, man.
Ugh, God, these people suck. Next person!
Jeffy, get in here.
I'm nervous.
Jeffy, come on.
What?
All right, Mr. Chief. This is my son, Jeffy. He's really good at drawing. Look at the drawing he did of me.
Well, that's pretty good. He even colors them, too. That'll come in handy. Okay, he's hired.
Wait, he's hired already?
Yeah, we're pretty desperate for sketch artists.
Jeffy, you got the job!
Yay!
So when does he start?
Right now.
Oh, wow. Well, all right, Jeffy, just do your job and come home when you're done.
All right, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy. Sit right there and use this sketch pad to draw the suspect based on the victim's description. Send in the victims!
Okay, Jeffy, I have the first victim here. Ma'am, tell him what happened.
All right, I'm ready.
Well, there was a man with a big old cowboy hat on, and he lassoed me up, tied me to the train track so the train would run me over and kill me.
Cowboy hat, huh?
Yes, a big cowboy hat.
All right, I think I got him. Is this your man?
Well, he has the cowboy hat on. I guess that's him.
Ma'am, if you're telling me that's who attacked you, I know where that guy is. I can arrest him.
Yes, that's him.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Baby, Jeffy got the job.
He did?
Yes, the police chief loved Jeffy's drawing of me.
That's amazing, Marvin.
I know. I love that Jeffy actually got a job that's something he's good at, and he's going to make a lot of money. Let's just hope Jeffy doesn't mess this up.
Freeze, Marvin, you're under arrest.
For what?
For attempted murder and kidnapping.
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't pretend like you didn't just tie a woman to railroad tracks like you're in some kind of Western movie.
I didn't.
Yeah, well, we have all the proof we need. Let's let the judge decide.
Marvin, how could you?
Order, 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 order. Today, we will be hearing the case of a most brutal crime. Marvin, you are being accused of lassoing a woman like a cowboy, tying her up, and then placing her on the railroad tracks in hope that she would be run over by a train. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Not guilty, you say? Very interesting. Well, I suppose I'll let you go if you can explain this drawing that our professional and very overpaid sketch artist made of the suspect based on the victim's description. Explain it.
That's a drawing my son made. He's the police sketch artist, and he made a mistake and drew me.
Well, Marvin, based on this sketch looking exactly like you, and there being no other evidence brought into court today, I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to 30 days in the county jail. And boom goes the dynamite.
Guilty, but I didn't do anything. I didn't do it.
Get in here, you.
Please let me out. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
I'm not guilty.
You saw that sketch. It was spot on. It looked just like you.
Listen, my son is a sketch artist, and he accidentally drew a picture of me.
No. Your son knows he'd get fired if he drew a sketch of the wrong person.
He should be fired. He drew me.
Look, just because your son tattletailed on you doesn't mean you're getting out of this.
Listen, please, I don't want to be in prison.
No, you should just do your 30 days and be happy that you only got 30 days for trying to kill a lady with a train. That's brutal.
I did not do that.
Look, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. The time is what you should think about before you do the crime. Crime doing equals time doing. Hard crimes get you hard times. The time is what happens when you do crime. Don't do the crime, because you should think about the time before you do the crime. Okay, look, I'm just gonna go.
No, please let me out of here. I can't spend 30 days in here.
All right, Jeffy, good job on that last one. Here's your next victim. Ma'am, tell him what happened.
So, I was cleaning the house with Windex, but when I go to grab...